The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis starts to discuss the Isser of Bishul Akum, Shlokas Shel Akum. And the Gemara in the Havamina holds that the Isser of Bishul Akum is an Isser Daraisa. And the Gemara darshens from a pasuk in Parashas Devarim. The Torah over here is talking about when Klal Yisrael sent messages to Sichin, asking Rishus to pass through Sichin's land to get to Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah says, Eichel ba'kesef tashbireni v'achalti, that Klal Yisrael is requesting, Ebra bar'tzecha, will pass through your land, ba'derech ba'derech eilech lo'y osur yominu smel, Eichel ba'kesef tashbireni v'achalti, that we're not going to go ahead and steal anything from you, we're even going to go ahead and give you profits, you should be able to make money off us. So the pasuk says, Eichel ba'kesef tashbireni v'achalti, that we will buy food from you and we will eat it. Umayim ba'kesef titen li v'shosisi, and water we will pay for and we will drink. We're not asking for any free food or free drinks. And also we want to give you the hanas momin of selling us food and drink. We will eat it and we will eat it and drink it. So the Gemara darshins that the same way the water which they planned on drinking from the goy was loy nishtanu, it was in its natural state, so to the eichel which they planned on buying from the goyim and eating was loy nishtanu. And the Gemara's maskana is ma'mayim shloy nishtanu mibriyos mal ha'or af eichel shloy nishtanu mibriyos yal ha'or, that the same way water does not change forms when it's cooked, so too the food which they would buy from the goyim and eat is food which would not change forms when it cooked, which was mashma that other food, food which does change forms through cooking, is usher to eat. And the Gemara on our daf wants to learn up that that is the makar of the isser of Bishul Akum. The Gemara then asks Akasha. And the Gemara's maskana is Elamid Derabbanan. Bishul Akum is Derabbanan. Ukro Asmachta Ba'almuhu. And the Pasuk is an Asmachta. The Shaila is, once we assume that the Kro is an Asmachta Ba'almuhu, does the Jerusha, which Chazal wanted to make, which the Gemara made in the Havamina, that there's a difference between Eichel Shenishtan Al Yidei Ha'or and Eichel Shaloi Nishtan Al Yidei Ha'or, is that remain L'maskona? The Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches teaches us that in order for something to be Osir for Bishul Akum, so it has to be something which is not Nechal K'shu Chai, it's not edible raw, and it has to be a food which is Eila Al Shulchan Malachim, which is, goes up, which is served on a king's table. The question is, what happens if we have a food which is not Nechal Kamei Shulchai? It's not edible raw. And it is Oil Al Shulchan Malachim. However, it's not Nishtan Al Yidei Ha'or. It does not change because, through the cooking process. Is that Osir because of Bishul Akum or not? Do we say that the Gemara's Havamina, that we're learning from this pasuk that the whole Isser Bishul Akum only applies to Eichel Shenishtane, but Eichel Shaloi Nishtane Idei Ha'or, there is no Isser Bishul Akum, when the Gemara falls off this Havamina, that Bishul Akum is the Oraisa from this pasuk, is the Gemara also falling off this new halacha that an Eichel Shaloi Nishtane Idei Ha'or is not Osir from Bishul Akum or not? So, the emes is that this is a tremendous machlokes rishonim. The Gemara Lamed Ches Amud Beis brings down that kloyos do not have Bishul Akum. The Braisa Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, hakafrisin v'hakaplutchis v'hametalia v'hachamin, hot water. Rash says mayim chamin, hot water, v'hakloyis, and roasted kernels of wheat, mutar. They're mutar. There is no iser of bishul akum. Rashi says the reason why chamin does not have an iser bishul akum is because it's ein mishtanim mibriyasam, because it doesn't change through cooking. Kloyes, Rashi says, nami loy nishtanu. These wheat kernels also do not change, indicating clearly that Rashi holds that lamaskana, even after the Gemara introduced that bishul akum is an asmachta ba'alma, but still the Gemara's havamina that anything which is loy nishtanu de'ar does not have bishul akum still remains lamaskana. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns that chamin, do not hot water, does not have bishul akum, because nechal kamei shuchai. And the kloyes do not have bishul akum, because they are eina oila al shulchan malachim. The mashmois of the Rambam would be that the Rambam holds that even something which is loy nishtana deha or does have an iser bishul akum, and the reason why these products are mutter is because of the other reasons, eina nechal kamei shuchai, or eina oila al shulchan malachim. That is the shita of the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch also, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring the tnai of loy nishtana al yidei ha'or. However, the Shach does bring the Rishonim who hold that loy nishtana al yidei ha'or is a heter in bishul akum. The Shach in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Katan Aleph, he's medayik, midoloi histam mechaber shi nishtanim ribiyosai. Since the mechaber did not bring such a tnai, al mosfirle dafilu loy nishtan asar. From the mechaber is medayik, since he leaves out this tnai, that he holds even loy nishtana is asar. Ukidas haram like the shita of the Rambam in Beis Yosef. The Shach is then medayik the same from the Ramon Siv Beis, that the Ramon Siv Beis says that the reason why oifanim kluyim, that roasted beans and kidneys, which are roasted, do not have bishul akum, is because the ainah ilah al shulchan malachim, and which l'chayre is something which is totally l'fi amakum l'fi azman. If in future generations it would be ilah shulchan malachim, or in other locations it would be ilah shulchan malachim, it would be asr. So the Shach is bedayik, the Ramah should have said a better and a more encompassing reason, and that is that it's like nishtan al dehar. It would seem from that the Shita of the Rambam also is like the Rambam, that there is no tnai of loy nishtana al yidei ha'or. However, the Shach goes on to say that Rashi argues, and the Ran argues, and the Ran says that the Rif, das harif is noita also kashitas Rashi, that if it's loy nishtana al yidei ha'or, there is no iser of bishul akum. He brings a Goyisa Shri and a Ravon. And the Shach comes out, Avol be'emes nira ikar b'shas, that the ikar, the halacha, the ikar mashmois in the shas is like a ran and like Rashi that goes to Shri and the Ravon, that if it's loy nishtan l'idea or there is no iser b'shalakum, and the Shach says that miu das shar poiskim nira de ein l'chalak b'zeh, but the other poiskim not listed seem to argue. But the Shach paskin that's near Iker Bishas, that the Iker lahalocha is, that the Iker mashmois of the Gemara is Lashitas Rashi, and could be that's from the fact that the Gemara, when the Gemara is chayzer from the Havamina, the Gemara says El Madir Abonim, the cross machta ba'alma. The Gemara doesn't just say El Madir Abonim, and we're dropping the Pasuk. The Pasuk is not Negea. But rather, the cross in asmacht of alma. If the cross in asmacht of alma, that means that the drosha seems still to be kayim. Or we can't learn out straight from the pasuk, but we still darshaning the pasuk as it was darshaned earlier. That would be mashma that the previous drosha of loy nishtana would be rosa de'or still exists and is still kayim. It's well known that the Rav Meisha Feinstein Zatzal in Igris Meisha, he's matir the cholov which is produced by the Goyesha companies in a situation, in a country where there is government control, that they are making sure that they're only putting in chal of kosher. And Ramesha holds that such milk, which today we call it chal of stam, that such milk is not included in the iser of chal of akum. Now, Rav Meisha does not address in the tshuva why isn't there a problem of bishul akum on the milk. L'chaira, the milk is pasteurized, and the pasteurization process is a process of bishul. And the shaila is why is the chal of stam mutter good? Rav Meisha hold that there's no problem of chal of akum, but what happened to the iser of bishul akum? So, I actually once asked the Shaila to Rav Meisha Heinemann Shlita from Baltimore, and Rav Meisha Heinemann told me that Rav Meisha held like the Shach. Rav Meisha held like the Shach that since it's Nechal, since it's Lein Nishtanim Rabbi Yossel Aidei Ha'ar, so since it's Lein Nishtanim Rabbi Yossel Aidei Ha'ar, so therefore the Cholov does not have a problem of Bishul Akum. And therefore the pasteurization will not asr the chalav because of bishul akum. In the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, so which is written by Rabbi Yamin Kohn Shlita, which discusses these halachas, the halachas bishul akum and chalav akum. So he's neite what's negeh to our shaila of loy nishtal aidei ha'or. He's neite lahachmer. He says that the steam of the Mechab and the Ramah is to be Machmer, as the Shach pointed out. And the Aruch HaShulchan also is Machmer. He seems to say that the Shach is a Das Yachid. And therefore, Lahalacha, Avatur B'Shulchan Aruch LaYizkiru Klal Dovazeh, V'gam HaRamam LaHizkazeh, V'ad HaRamam, the Ramah is Machmer. Not like that. And therefore, the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan is that Loi Nishtan Al Yidei Ha'or is not a reason to be makel in Bishul Akum. So he also brings down from Ramesha that Ramesha holds that Chol of Stam is not a problem with Bishul Akum, even though the milk is pasteurized. And even though L'chaira B'zman HaZeh, it's difficult to say it's Eina Nechal K'meishu Chai, since L'maisa nobody drinks non-pasteurized milk. Although B'zmanem, milk was Nechal K'meishu Chai, but B'zman HaZeh, the old milk is pasteurized. So it's difficult to say that milk is not Nechal K'meishu Chai. And Rabbi Yamin Kohn wants to say a different svara. Why Chol of Stam does not have a problem of Bishul Akum. And he says that since the cooking is being done not for a taste purpose, but rather for a health purpose, to make the milk more healthy and more safe, so on such a Bishul, Chazal were not Gezer. Since the Gezer Bishul Akum is in order to prevent having relationships, social relationships with Gayim, so only a bishul which improves the quality of the food, but a bishul which is done not to improve the quality of the food, but rather which is done just for a health issue, that's not considered to be a significant bishul, and therefore that would not have a problem of bishul akum. Now, the next question which has to be addressed really is what's taich in loy nishtanu al yidei ha'or? What happens if you bake an apple? The apple gets softer, it might brown a little bit. Is that considered to be nishtanu de ha'or or loy nishtanu de ha'or? So the emphasis is that really there's another point which has to be addressed. And that is that what is the reason why Chazal were geyser on Bishul Akum? That too is a machlokes rishonim. Rav rishonim say that the reason why Chazal were gezer on Bishul Akum was because of chasinus, that to prevent social relationships with goyim, which could lead to chasinus. Rashi over here says shloi heyisrael rogel etzlei b'maychel of mishta the achilenu davar tamei, that the reason is because of chashash that the goy might feed you food which is not kosher. Rashi and the Mishnah also brought down the tam of chasinus, and the Achrenim say that the Pshat in Rashi is that Rashi is explaining that even though Pas Akum was not a lasting Gzera, it was not Mekulah by Rav Yisrael, etc., and therefore there are Kulas in Pas Akum. However, Bishul Akum is Gzera Chamura because these two reasons coexist. That there's a reason of Chasness and also a reason of Yachileno Davatame, he might feed him food which is not treif. And only when both of these two things exist together, both chashoshes, then Chazal were gezer on Bishul Akum, making it more strong and more stringent than Pas Akum. The Agoy Sashri says that the two Rashis are Lishitosim, that because he doesn't speak it out so much that the Rashi is Lishitosim, but the two Alochs are Lishitosim, that since, as Rashi explains, that the Ikr Gzeira has to do with Shaloye Yisrael Rogel Etzlev and Michael of Mishra Vyachlana Dovatame, so Dover, which is Loy Nishtana De'or, it's very easy to see what it is. It's very easy to see exactly what it is. And since it's easy to see what it is, therefore you don't have to be scared that the Yid, that the guy mixed in Trefa ingredients. Now, Rashi doesn't mean that it's a real chashash, because if it would be a real chashash, so then it would be also to eat, also sofik deraisa, of the might be treif inside. What Rashi means is that if someone's going to be ruggled to keep on eating by goyim, so b'meshach hazman, other types of things will be mixed into the foods. You can't always be sure of the exact ingredients of everything. So therefore, there's the isser of bishul akum, zokta goyis ashri, that l'chayra, something which is clearly what it is, what you see is what there is, there would be no Isser of Bishul Akum. It would seem from the Goyis Hashri that this could be extended even to something which might have a change of texture or a slight change of color that's still called Loi Nishtana Al Yidei Ha'or, because the Goyis Hashri links this din of Loi Nishtana together with the concept of that you might not know what the ingredients are. In the Sefer Tiferes Lameisha, the Sefer Tiferes Lameisha declares what's the halacha of bishul of a mumer l'avodah zarah, or bishul of a yid who is ena maimin b'divrei chazal, who has the halacha of a nochri k'chol dvarav in many areas of halacha. And the Sefer Tiferes Lameisha, which is born in Pesachet Shuvah in some Kufyud Beis and Kufyud Gimel, so he's mechalik between Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. That Pas Akum, he says, is only al tzchasnas. Since the daughter of such a person is a Jewish girl and it's mutter to marry her, so therefore there is no gzera on the pas of a mumer. Masha'ekein on shlokas, on Bishul, where there is two chashashas, a chashash of Shemi Achilenu Dova Tomei and a chashash of Chasnas. Since there is a chashash of Shemi Achilenu Dova Tomei on a Yisrael Mumer, so therefore there would be an Isser of Bishul Akum on the Bishul of a Mumer, although there is no Gzeira of Pas Akum on the Pas of a Mumer. Now, even though we were masber earlier, B'shand Aruch HaShulchan and others, that the Iker Gzeira of Bishul Akum is only when both reasons exist. And over here we have a situation, and that's why we were makel by, if it was Loi Nishtan Al Yidei Ha'ar. But over here, we can explain the Tiferes Lameisha, that the Tiferes Lameisha is saying is that since there is a shame akum on this person, since he is a emumer l'avodah zarah, and therefore he has his dinai ka'akum. So once he's dinai ka'akum, we have to pull him out of the gzera, because the time don't apply. So bypass, since the time doesn't apply, so Tiferes Lameisha says, l'gabi this halacha, they didn't make him like a guy, and his pass is mutter. Masha Enkin was negate to shlokas, so over there, since one of the time apply, so they did not pull him out of the gzera, and that is the shita of the Tiferes Lameisha, brought in Pesach Shuvah on the page, Shulchan Aruch, that pass mummer is mutter. Bishul mummer according is aser according to the shita of Rashi and according to the shita of the Rishonim, who go with the din of shevi achilenu and dvarim tmeim. And it would follow from there that according to the Paiskim, who do not hold of shevi achilenu and dvarim tmeim, according to the Tiferes Lameisha, pas akum and bishul akum would be the same, that they would both be mutter. Now, there is a whole slew of Paiskim who disagree with the Tiferes Lameisha, and really, this is really the subject of yesterday's share. But if one holds that there is Stam Yenam by Mechalei Shabbos, so in that case, we see that Mechalei Shabbos Yisrael Mumrim, if they make Stam Yenam, which the Rishonim basically say, which is really a different subject, but according to the Paiskim, we'll hold that there is Bishul, there is Stam Yenam on the Yayin Shel Mumer, so too he has enough of a Shem Goy in order for there to be a Isser of Pas Akum by Bishul Akum on the Pas and the Tavshilim of a Yisrael Mumer. And this, and the Avdei Nezer also asks that L'chaira, how could the Tiferes Lameisha say that it's mutter to marry his daughter? L'chaira calls man that she is a mummer, if his daughter is going to be a mummeris, which is very likely if the parents are, if the father is a mummer, so then one is not allowed to marry a girl who is a mummer. And therefore, the Hafachayim with the Erech HaShulchan, with Avnei Nezer, the Meram Shik, they all aser both the pas and the bishul of a mumer l'avodah zarah. And the Chazanish also in two places is machmir on the pas and the bishul of mechal of mumrim einem aminim b'divrei Chazal. And Kipshutai, since the reason is because they are kenochrim l'chol davar, l'chayra, even if you'd have a person's mechal shabbos v'hesia, that person's bishul would also be a problem of bishul akum and pas akum. And the Chaznish writes clearly that there's a problem of bishul akum in the companies in Eretz Yisrael, which are owned and run by the Mechalei Shabbos, who are Einem Aminim B'Divrei Chazal. However, there are letters in which the Chazon Ish was make like the Tiferes Lameisha in an individual situation where there was a Shasat Chak for a particular person. Now, there's Grada, a very fascinating truth for Meisha in Yerdei Aleph, Tshuva Nundalat, I believe, that Ramesha discusses, which Rahman al-Tzlan was prevalent, you know, in when he was still living in Luban before the war, that there were Shemir Teru Mitzvahs who their children had become communists, and their children had become Kaifrim, and Mechal HaShabbos ate Mechal HaSuris, and the parents, as they got older, had no choice but to move in with their children. And the children would provide their parents with kosher food, but they themselves would not be makbid on anything, on Shabbos, on kashrus, on anything whatsoever. And the shailah which was put to Rav Meisha was that we have a klal gadol b'din, that we don't say echad nemen b'yisurim if a person is a mechal Shabbos. So if we don't say echad nemen b'yisurim if a person is mechal Shabbos, so then the shaila is, how could they eat what this daughter and daughter-in-law is cooking for them? If l'chaira there's a problem, how do you know b'chlal that the food is kosher? Can you believe the children, the nafrum children, on what they're saying, that the food which they're providing is kosher? That was the shaila posed to Rav Meisha. And Rav Meisha, this is a chiddush, a very interesting chiddush l'alacha, that there's two ways that a person can be eating. One way a person can be eating is because he sees the person, he's a shayim atayru mitzvahs, he assumes that he's a tzaddik. That needs the halacha, you don't know for sure, but you're assuming, you're along, and that person's yer shemayim. That Rav Meisha says needs the parsha of Echad Nemen B'Yisurim, and that Rav Meisha says that is only true when the Tfilin Veirach and Nemisurim exists, which means that the person is a Shem Shabbos, the person is not a Mummer, he's Mayim B'Devei Chazal. Only such a person does the Torah allow you to rely on what he says. But if you know the person very, very well, and you know 100% that he's not lying, so Rav Meisha wants to mechadish that over there you are allowed to believe him, and therefore Rav Meisha allows these children to eat by their parents, these parents to eat by their children's houses. In another tshuva, in Yerdei Chelik Beis, tshuva Mem Gimel, Ramesha again says the same yisoid. There he's working the opposite. He's talking about if you have a butcher in town who is not Shemesh Abbas, but the Olam trusts him. So over there, Ramesha says that the Olam trusts him is not enough. It's not a Yediyah Brura. He only would have Nemonis if he has Nemonis, Al Pi Chazal, and that's someone who's Muchsik Bekashis, who's Shema Teir Mitzvahs, who keeps Shabbos. But someone who's a Mechal Shabbos, we don't have that Nemonis. But again, he says that a parent to a child who is Kimle Begaveh, he knows him well, and he's 100% sure that what he's eating is kosher and kosher only. So then that Nemonis would allow them to eat this food. Now again, Ramesha over there does not address the issue of Bishul Akum. The Mashmoy says that Ramesha was not concerned with Isser Bishul Akum, that he was being semich on the Tveris Lamesha, that the Bishul of a Machal Shabbos is not a problem, even though we're dealing with Bishul Napas. So we could say that Ramesha was semich on the Rishenim who held that the Issa Bishul Akam is now linked to Dvarim Tmeim. It's going according to the Shittas who hold that the Issa Bishul Akam is only because of Chasanas. Or else Ramesha disagrees with the Tiferes Lameisha, and he says that even if we want him to starve for Das Dvarim Tmeim, the Bishul Akam is only Usher when both Tanoim apply. In other words, both the Chashash Chasanas and the Chashash of Shemiyach Lenadav Tami, and since the Chashash Shemiyach Lenadav does not exist over here, so then, since both Tanoim does not exist, so therefore the Shita of Ramesha Ramesha held that there is no problem of Bishul Akum. But Al Kolponim, the way we're holding La Halacha is that there are many Gedalei HaPeskim, the Chaznish in Imohem, who asser the Bishul of Kefrim. However, Ramesha is makel over here by the Bishul of Kefrim, at least in a situation of Shas HaDchak. So we're left with a machlokes ha-poskim, whether the bishul of Mechalei Shabbos is mutter or aser, the bishul of Kefrim is mutter or aser, and Ramesha, at least b'shas hadchak, is mekel in the bishul of Mechalei Shabbos and of Kefrim. And the evidence says that even by Stam Yenam, Ramesha has certain kulis in the Stam Yenam of Kefrim also. So even if the two issues are related, Ramesha has certain kulis over there also.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.